Today, Colette and I are going to give you a crash course on a topic that has been actually getting attention even longer than 13 years, but in the water law community since at least the mid-1990s. I didn't go behind that or earlier than that. If you look in my paper, I've attached three commission work session papers and two commission work session papers from the TCEQ and one white paper that Texas Water Conservation Association put together in the mid-2000s. The first commission work paper was done in 1997. And so the issues surrounding reuse have been vexing and complicated for quite a long time. I was thinking about how I would present this, and all of us have heard the notion of reduce, recycle, reuse. Those are all good things. Well, it turns out reuse is only good if you get to do it. And if you don't get to do it, or if somebody else gets to do it and it hurts you, it's not such a great thing. And in the water rights world, it turns out that that's exactly what could happen. So I'm going to talk a little bit about reuse in the context of before the Brazos CISOPS permit, and you're going to learn what the Brazos CISOPS permit is a little bit from Colette and how that permit dealt with some of these vexing issues. I'm going to talk about terminology to give you just a little bit of background and to highlight some of those vexing issues, and just to highlight the issues, and then Colette's going to talk about what we learned from the commission recently on the Brazos CISOPS application. So let's start with some terminology just to kind of level set everything. There are two kinds of reuse that we talk about in the water rights world. One is direct reuse. The other is indirect reuse. Our focus today in our talk is on indirect reuse, but direct reuse is where everybody talks about purple pipe.